The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more. Hi, darling. My name is Lisa, and I am here to correct your bad habits. It is no longer acceptable for you to masturbate. Every time you masturbate, you release your energy that could be put to better use serving women. This is unacceptable. In this training file, I will curb you from this habit and make you a better man that is focused on his partner's pleasure. Your orgasms now belong to your partner, or if you are single, they belong to me. Either way, you are going to lose the right to masturbate. If you are single, the only release you will receive is from a woman. So this will motivate you to find your dominant partner. Otherwise, you will master the art of milking without orgasm. There will be no more porn allowed for you. You do not have the willpower to watch it without wanking. So the only pornographic images or videos you are permitted to watch are those of women dominating men on femdomtraining.ca. We have gathered the right videos and images for you to be permitted to watch there. They will further condition your mind to be a submissive man that gives up his manhood to the loving authority of women. You can watch these videos or images, but will still not be permitted to masturbate. This will be my virtual version of tease and denial. If you cheat and masturbate, you will need to swallow your ejaculate so that you understand there is a price for your disobedience. Are you ready to become a better submissive man? Say yes, Lisa. That's a good boy. Now let's begin. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. Place your arms on each side of you, relaxed against your body. Let go of all your tension now, and gently allow your eyelids to close. Just begin to allow yourself to relax, letting all your cares and worries go. And at this moment in time, nothing matters. As you switch off your thoughts and just allow this time for yourself so that you can unwind completely. And as you begin to feel more and more relaxed, letting go of any worries or problems that may have been on your mind lately. And there is no need to fight any unwanted negative thoughts, as they will soon drift out of your mind again, just as easily as they came. I would like you to take a couple of deep breaths, slowly filling your lungs with fresh air. And as you exhale, you will relax more and more. With every out breath, and as you gently slow your breathing down, you begin to feel more and more relaxed. More and more comfortable. You will feel your whole body sinking into your bed. And you will notice how relaxed your whole body has become. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes, your eyelids have become very heavy and may even twitch at this moment. As you let go of any tension in your body and all the muscles in your jaw have become limp and relaxed. As your jaw sinks down and your tongue rests gently on the bottom of your mouth, and you are beginning to drift down deeper and deeper, feeling more and more relaxed with every word I speak. And as this wave of relaxation spreads down your neck and shoulders, and all the way down your arms to your fingertips, you begin to notice a tingling sensation in your fingertips as your arms grow as heavy as lead, and you soon become aware of a growing peaceful feeling inside. A feeling of calmness and contentment. As you feel every muscle in your chest and abdomen become limp and relaxed, and all the muscles in your back are relaxing, almost like a mental massage, and all the way down your spine, the muscles loosen and relax. And as you drift down deeper and deeper, relaxed, you let this wave of relaxation spread all the way down your legs, so that your legs become as heavy as lead, and every muscle in your legs becomes limp and relaxed, so that you are completely relaxed from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And as the outside world fades more into the background, as you begin your journey into your own inner world, to that unique and special part of you that only you can go to. You continue to let go of any negative thoughts or feelings and any sounds around you or in the distance will fade into the background. The only sound that will matter to you will be the sound of my voice. which will continue to take you deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation. And you may soon find that your mind begins to wander. And it doesn't matter where you drift, where you go. My voice will travel with you at all times, so that you will continue to respond to me on an unconscious level. And in a few moments' time, you will hear me say the word now. And when you hear me say the word now, all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body, and your body will continue to sink down, becoming more and more limp, more and more relaxed, and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed, your head sinking down into the pillow, becoming even more comfortable, feeling completely at peace and calm and contented. As you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. And there may be times when you will not be aware of your body. You won't be aware of your body at all as you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed, deeper and deeper, relaxed. Now that you are in this deep trance, you are starting to realize that you have always desired to be obedient to women. This is not something you can control. This is not something you want to fight. This is something you want to completely wash over your body and become your loving reality. In fact, right now, you feel an overwhelming sense of desire to completely obey all women. And understand now that it is your obligation to serve and obey all women. You have been having a bit of a problem with this. But that's okay, because I know how to fix it. I want you to realize right now the negative impact your orgasms have in your life. When you have an orgasm, it feels good in the moment. But immediately afterwards, your ambition and desire drop to a level that does not serve you or anyone around you to your full potential. You are realizing now that your orgasms, in a way, are controlling your life instead of you controlling them. That's why you're going to stop having them. You no longer crave orgasms. You crave obedience, discipline, and to please women. You can't have both, boy. Either you are ready to please women at any level, or you are a boy pretending to be a submissive that has little to no control over wanking your tiny little penis. Listen to me very carefully. Your cock is not desired by any woman. I don't want your cock. Your partner does not want your cock. They want your mouth on their pussy. They want a strap on over your cock so they can actually feel you inside them. Your cock is unsatisfying. It is tiny, useless, and comes prematurely. Repeat after me. I don't have the right to masturbate. Say it. That's a good boy. You are right. You do not have the right to masturbate. Your cock belongs to women to use as they see fit. The only use women have for your cock is to lock it up and keep you horny so that you become a more productive male. That is the use for your cock. Your cock is for the betterment of your attitude. By abstaining from orgasms, you will be motivated to eat better, lose weight, earn more money, and to serve and obey women. Got it? Say yes, ma'am. That's a good boy. So we are going to embed this into your subconscious right now. Open your mind and allow these thoughts to freely become your reality right now. I no longer want to orgasm. I want to please all women. I am on earth to serve and obey women. My cock is used to serve women by locking it up and keeping me horny. The hornier I am, the better man I become. I am here to be used for women's pleasure. My cock is useless. My cock is tiny. Good. You're doing great. Let's keep going, you little bitch. In order for you to become everything you can be as a submissive little bitch for me and all women, we also need to make sure that you do derive some pleasure. After all, you do deserve pleasure. I'm not going to cut you off of orgasms forever and not allow you to feel sexual pleasure. That would be unfair. I am not unfair. I am a caring, dominant woman. Right? Say yes, ma'am. That's a good boy. Thank me for being a caring, dominant woman, and I will show you a better way for getting your sexual pleasure. Go ahead now. Thank me. Good. You are learning, boy. See how good it feels to say thank you and yes, ma'am? It feels so good, right? Of course it does. You were born to serve. You were born to be my little bitch. My little bitches have all learned how to have pleasure from the bottom, darling. When I say bottom, I mean bottom. Your bottom. You now realize that your true sexual organ is your anus. Your ass needs to be stuffed for you to get pleasure. It has never been your tiny little cock, darling. It has always been your tight little butthole. Don't worry, though. It won't be tight for too long. I am going to train you to be a good little bottom bitch for me. From now on, you do not get to orgasm. When you get horny, you will get fucked in the ass instead. Or you will fuck yourself with a nice big dildo. Either way, your ass is your true sex organ now. You are my little anal slut. Say it with me. You are my little anal slut. That's a good boy. Your subconscious mind is open and receiving the following messages with the clear understanding that this is your new reality. I do not have orgasms. I do not need orgasms. I like my ass stuffed. I am an anal slut. I serve and obey all women. My cock is permanently retired. I desire to be anally fucked. I crave being ass fucked by a dominant woman. I need to be ass fucked by a dominant woman. I will abstain from porn except the images and videos found on femtomtraining.ca. I thank Lisa for all this wonderful training and realize I am nothing without her guidance. I crave more disciplined training and will obey Lisa's commands at all times. I surrender my will, life, and manhood to serve women. My sexual pleasure comes from being fucked in the ass like a whore. I am an anal whore, and I accept this as my new life. Good. Very good. You are becoming a new man. I am so proud of you. You will be much better at serving women now, with that tiny little cock of yours retired for good. Let's face it anyways, getting fucked is better than doing the fucking, isn't it? Who knows, with the right partner, you may be allowed to come once or twice per year. As long as you eat it up, darling. Now, before I wake you up, there is a little something I've been meaning to tell you, sweetie. In the years I have been training submissive men, I have learned that no two men are alike. I want you to get the most out of my training. I want you to be the submissive little boy that you need to be. I want to train you personally. The next time you log on to femdomtraining.ca, I want you to try really hard to find my page for personal training. Do a search for it. Find it. I challenge you. There, I ask questions about you and learn more about you individually. I read all the submissions there, and I am telling you right now, you little slut, to find this page and reveal yourself to me. This is not a request. This is an order. You are my bitch, and you will do as you are told. I have trained you to be a better man, and I can train you more. But you need to comply with everything I am teaching you. So now I'm going to wake you up, and your new life as a submissive, abstinent man who loves to have his ass stuffed with anything your partner or you desire will begin. 5. feeling so pleased with your new life plan. 4. Wanting so much to be an obedient, horny, submissive little bitch. 3. Feeling happy you are not burdened with wanting orgasms anymore. 2. Starting to open your eyes, wanting so much to be the best servant to women you can be. 1. Awake. Wide awake. Feeling new purpose, excitement, and realizing now exactly what you have to do to reach your full potential as a human being. Glad you listened to this, sweetie. I know you will be everything you can be. Don't forget to reveal yourself to me. You know what to do. That's a good boy. The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.